Next case is case number 11452, the application of Kathleen Stone and John Meyer. Site is northeast of Route 1 Coastal Highway, 65 feet northwest of Carolina Street, and being Lot 5 and part of Lot 6 within Killens Edition subdivision, with a 911 address of 38439 Carolina Street, Rehoboth Beach, with a tax map ID of District 334, map 20.09, parcel 167, requesting a variance from the fence height requirement in the front yard. This request is more specifically a 40-foot variance from a required 40-foot setback for a 7-foot solid fence, which exceeds the 3.5-foot in height allowed, thereby requesting a 3.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot fence height in the front yard. On this application, we received no letters of support. We did receive one letter of opposition, and we did also receive two mail returns on this application.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lynn.
Okay, good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kathleen Stone, 1292 Sedgwick Drive, Downingtown, Pennsylvania, 19335.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Sure.
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
For the record, the letter that was in opposition was received on September 3rd. It says, I cannot attend the hearing on September 29th, but I do want to express my feelings about the fence. It looked horrible, so out of place, just an eyesore. In addition, they're not weeding their property, especially in the front of this fence. It is overgrown and looks awful. I voted to take it down and replace with a required height or do not have any fence at all. Signed by Diane Myers.
And where's Diane from, Mr.?
Her address is 38398 George Street, number 4, Beach Place, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Does anyone know where that is? Is that the corner of 168?
Yeah, I'm looking for the list of property here. Let's see if I can tell. If you want to proceed, I'll let you know in a second.
Thank you.
All right.
Good. Okay. And can I pass these off?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
We are requesting a variance for a 7-foot privacy fence. The uniqueness of the situation is that the house sits right on Route 1. We did just purchase the house, and so we're in the process of really fixing it up, and we have... By the time we got in there, the weed situation is out of control. We've been working on that. We had to round up and pull it out, and so we've been working on that. It's been a major project, but it is continuing to go. So that was there when we moved in. So we're really trying to upgrade the property and make it nice for everyone.
Ma'am,
yes.
Are you buttoned up to the other fence?
So, yes, we would go next to the blue fence. We're the yellow house.
Yes, okay. So you butt up right up to that and go right on down with it.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So that's a corner house there. That's a corner.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
And so, of course, there is no possibility that the property could be developed, beyond where it is. We're asking for the privacy fence. This wasn't created by us. It was something that we purchased, like I said, the end of June, so we've been moving in and trying to get everything in order. There were major issues on the inside of the house that we had to mitigate before we worked on the outside because the basement was flooding. So first things first, between the roof and the basement, we got that worked out, and now we're moving outside. As you can see by the pictures, there are already fences there, so it will not alter the actual character of the neighborhood. There are fences across the street. There are fences right next to it. So we would use the same company and the same height and the same style of fence that was already there.
Okay.
And that's why we're asking for it.
All right, ma'am. Let's see if I have any questions for members of the board. I'll start down here now. You, Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
How high is the fence going to be?
7 foot.
And what is your neighbor's
Seven. So we would match it, and we're using the same exact company.
Same fence, so it would look like all one fence.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Bickham?
Mr. Lanka, front yards, of course, you know, are 3.5 feet. Evidently, the other places have had variance. Is that correct? Like 168?
I haven't looked up the variances list to verify, Ken. I was looking for the, you asked a question about the. It appears that the addressee of the letter that I read is in, there's a condominium next door to you.
Yes, in fact, if you look at one of the pictures, you can see that the people in the George Street condominiums actually cut through our front yard. And when I was there this summer after I moved in, they were biking through our front yard to get to Route 1. So there's this big path, and you can see it in the pictures, where they're cutting through and coming through our front yard.
Okay. I can see.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Lank has answered both questions there with the condominium there. You say that's been there since when you moved in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You also referenced a question, which parcel number, Mr. Rickard?
168.
There was a variance granted on, that's too far away, 165, 185. I don't see any variances. If it's on 168, I don't know when it was constructed. There's no reference unless it was prior.
Unless it was prior to okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, that answers that question. Okay, thank you.
All right. Mr. Burtman?
No questions.
Okay, and I have no further questions. Mr. Sharp?
A couple. The fence you're going to put's just along Route 1, is that right?
No. Per the plans that I had attached, we will be linking in to our neighbor's fence at the blue house, coming across, and then putting it up against where George Street house is and between that townhouse and our house, so they can't come through our front yard.
Okay, so you're going to have it on the side of your property facing George Street and also along Route 1?
Yes, and then there will be a small privacy fence between our house and the blue house in the very back for some privacy there. Right now, they've hung up a clothesline between to get themselves privacy because they have an outdoor shower right there.
So
we're trying to add some.
How tall is that privacy fence going to be?
The same. It'll match theirs on that side.
So you're going to have a 7-foot fence kind of all the way around?
Not all the way around. There's a very small area between the two houses that will not have a privacy fence, so we can get through there.
Okay. What's the setback there, Mr. Mike? Is that the 60 or the 40?
No, this is a residential use, so it'll still be 40.
Still be 40.
Yeah. The fence reference is requesting a 40-foot variance from the required 40-foot setback for a 7-foot solid fence. That includes both side yards
both
and
side
the
yard.
Front yard.
Okay, that's where I was going fence. With that. Yeah, so that includes
it goes down the sideline.
Right.
The statement on the application was the installation of a 7-foot privacy fence front of property on Route 1 off the north of the property between the condos on George Street and the 38439 Carolina Street. 7-foot privacy fence between the back patios of the house and adjacent on Carolina Street from driveway to bottom of steps on the side of the house.
So that'll cover the
and
side
it,
and the
two
front.
Already exist.
That'll cover the side and the front, right? The 7-foot.
It does when you apply because it's set reference to the front yard.
Okay. Thank you.
You're in them for the questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11452. I believe the applicant has addressed the standards, that there is uniqueness to the property, that she's just asking to continue on with the, how should I say, the actual look of that property there, and then on the side yard, she's testified that she needs that privacy. A variance is necessary for reasonable use of the property. And the uniqueness of the hardship and exceptional practical difficulties not being created by the applicant, because it's already there's already a 7-foot fence that she's going to extend further through her property, on her property front. And a variance will not alter essential character of her neighborhood, same reason. And the requested variance is the minimum that would afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard, and a second by Mr. Wharton, that we approve case number 11,452. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,452 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.